Hi, and welcome to the Fab Five Podcast. I'm Lauren, and today I am joined by Carrie, Sam, and Vanessa. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great.
Listen, you should be happy you have power at this point. Like, I feel like you can't ask for too much.
It's true. It's true. When I came home, I hear this in the backyard, and I'm like, what's going on? And it's our generator. So, you know, no fun. But we have power now, and so far, stable internet, so I'm not going to complain.
Winning.
Yeah.
So let's get started. Today, we decided to talk about the Disney dining plan. Is it worth it? Should you get it? Why should you get it or why should you not get it? Give you kind of the basics on what the Disney dining plan is now that it's been back for a little while. And we'll get started. So who wants to take quick service? Go ahead, V.
Okay. So the quick service dining plan is as simple as it can get. It's basically two quick service meals per person per night of your stay. You order at the counter, you pick up your food, right? That's what the quick service restaurants are. You get a snack or an all-alcoholic drink per person per night of your stay. And you get one resort refillable mug per person. So let's say, you know, you're going on a four-night, five-day trip, you're going to get, you know, the credits times those four nights. So 8 quick service credits, 4 snack credits, and then the one mug per person.
And what's included with a quick service meal?
Quick service meal is basically just an entree and a beverage. You could, if there is an alcoholic beverage option, you can choose that or, you know, soda or anything non-alcoholic.
Okay. And then a snack credit is the equivalent usually of like $7 or less, right?
Yeah. Usually there's a symbol, right? A lot of things can be used.
So I've heard that they have not clearly marked DDP
right
yet.
So it used to be, I'm thinking they're going to have to do that because, you know, how are people going to know? But yeah, I mean, it ranges from, you know, a piece of fruit to a ball of water to an ice cream, a Dole Whip. There's so many things that a snack credit can be used on.
And you don't want to use it for a bottle of water.
No.
That's not a good use.
Definitely not.
You're losing money.
We can talk later on about a good use of a snack credit.
Mm-hmm. There's lots.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
No, it's not a snack credit. Cheeseburger, egg rolls.
Which is very unfair.
I agree, and I just wanted to bring that up. Disney, if you were listening, I'm angry.
And you would probably buy the Disney dining plan more. Because then...
Yeah, because I would basically barter and trade all of my quick service credits for snack credits so I could eat the cheeseburger egg rolls until I got ill. But none of you have seen me do that yet.
So can we talk about that real quick? Because before you used to be able to take the quick service credit and split into 3 snack credits, they haven't confirmed whether you can do that or not.
So I heard that there's no official confirmation on whether you can do it or not.
Yeah.
So
the website doesn't say, like, I believe they announced you're not able to do it.
Okay. Have people tried to do it? I mean, anecdotally, have you heard, like,
nobody that I know of.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something we can, you know, test.
Yeah.
For sure. Because that used to be a great way for the festivals.
Yeah. It was a great use for the festivals. Because if you were like a family, you could take one quick service and break it into 3 and each get a snack there. But yeah, I've heard that it's not something you can do, but if anybody's tried it and knows differently, please tell us.
Yes, please.
Because what I've read is that you can't for now. But again, you know, what they say on the website and what happens in real world isn't always the same thing.
Right. So. Your mileage may vary.
Right. Okay. So who wants to take the Disney dining plan?
I can.
Okay. Go for it.
So with the Disney dining plan, you're going to get 1 quick service meal per person per night of stay, 1 table service meal per person per night of stay, that snack and or non-alcoholic drink per person per night of stay, and then each person getting that refillable drink mug. So basically the difference in this one is one place you are, you know, quick ordering, mobile ordering, however, the other place normally requires a reservation and you're sitting at a table and ordering from a menu. So this one, it's going to give you like the entree and the drink. Do the table service meals include dessert still?
Should still
include
dessert.
Yeah, I believe they do, right? It's an entree and a dessert.
So with the table service, it's the entree, the dessert, and the drink with the Disney Dining Plan. And then the quick service is going to be the same as Vanessa mentioned earlier, which is the entree and the drink.
Correct. For quick service, you get entree and drink.
I mean, you're going to be spending what? About?
I can actually tell you. So for an adult, one night on the quick service plan is approximately $57 to $60, depending on when you're going.
Okay.
And for a child ages 3 to 9, oh, wait, let me go back and do adult. The table service, the Disney Dining Plan, is between 94 and 97, depending on time of year. And then for the children, it's about 24 to 26 for the quick service and 29 to 32 for the Disney Dining Plan, again, depending on when you go. And that's at this moment. So I think, personally, if you have children between the ages of 3 and 9 and you are doing a few character meals, you're losing money if you don't do the dining plan.
I agree.
I think, hands down, you should always do it if you have little kids that you're going to be seeing, you know. And doing the character meals is a great way to see the characters without waiting in line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Time saver.
Yep.
Big time.
So, you know, I think if you use your credits wisely, there's definitely a lot of value in the dining plan. It's when you leave a lot there and you don't utilize them. Like, a lot of people are like saving their snack credits and, you know, they get back down to that last day and they've got like 20 snack credits between everybody because they were saving them. You know, you can't do that. You have to use them.
No. And I think this is coming from somebody speaking from a fatty perspective, because I love food.
We all do.
It's very beneficial if you were on the dining plan to research the snack options and
look at the menus.
Yeah. Or get yourself a fabulous travel agent who is also obsessed with food, or like us who are in the parks all the time.
And eating everywhere.
Yeah. And get that list of, you don't want to walk out of Magic Kingdom and you didn't get a Mickey bar or a Dole Whip or a cheeseburger egg roll, even though it's not on the dining plan again.
But anyway, awkward.
The thing about it is if you do your research, you are going to be balling in the food department.
Well, there are a couple of different accounts on Instagram where these women, and I think there's even a guy, where that's what they do, is they get the dining plan when they go on these trips and they research ahead of time and they try to beat the system by spending a lot more using the dining plan.
Yep.
And they have spent like hundreds. It's insane how much they would have spent, but they had the dining plan and they saved like hundreds of dollars. And it's all about where you get your quick service, where you get your table service.
The most bang for the buck.
Yeah. Yep. And like, ordering
more expensive things off the menu.
Oh,
right. That's what I was going to say. You know,
order the filet mignon.
Yeah, don't get a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does give you that, oh, well, it's already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is just another level of no worries when you're there. Another thing is, too, that I like to tell people is you don't have to tell your kids they can't have that $10 bag of popcorn or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Specialty drinks for the kids.
Right. That's the nice thing, is those specialty drinks are included, you know, that they love with the glowy, ice cubes or whatever. Sure. Get it. Get the fancy milkshake. You know,
you're not sitting there going, oh, I have four kids. That's going to be $60 for drinks.
Right.
We all need a princess punch.
Mm-hmm. And frankly, also, if you're an adult, if you're going to get an alcoholic beverage with your meal, right there, that's going to put you or more.
Disney drinks range from like $15 to $25 a drink.
Yeah.
Well, there is a max, though, on the drinks. I think it is $15.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does save you if you're going to if you're somebody who's going to have like a beer with lunch at a quick service, if they have it there, and you're getting your food, you're already ahead of the game if you do that for your lunch and your dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sure.
You know, so to me, like, yes, there's some cases, like to me, that mid-range age where their kids are like 10 to like 14, where they're still not really eating like adults, like.
But you're paying the adult price for the dining plan. Yeah.
That's that window where sometimes, depending on your child, where that value may not sit well. But if you have a 12-year-old who eats like a 30-year-old, then yes, you should get the dining plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a 12-year-old that eats like a 6-year-old, the value may not be there because you could be ordering off the kids' menu for them.
Or if you have kids that are that age and in between, you just plan out where you're going to spend those quick services and you're going to do all of character meals.
Right.
Because you have to pay full price for them anyway if you were going.
Right. So you find the value. Yep. Right. I agree. Yep. That's a great way to do it. So, but there's ways to figure that out and there's, you know, there's things to do with that. But I think, you know, the value is definitely there if you have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah. Right. You can't just go and you know, go by the seat of your pants. Don't plan anything. Don't make any reservations. You got to put a little bit of work into it or have friends in high places who know.
We know those friends.
All the ins and outs. Yep.
Right. And if you're somebody who likes to sit down at least once a day, chill out, have a nice meal, kind of decompress a little bit, the dining plan is going to be a good value. You know, for us, like we usually do two meals a day. So we'll use a snack for breakfast, you know, because my kids will have a bagel for breakfast. So.
And that's a great way to get your three meals out of the dining plan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we would do like a bagel and, you know, I would just pay for like a little thing of fruit for them. And then we would do, you know, a regular quick service for lunch. And then we would do a nice meal for dinner. And that's the way we always did it. And I never came home with credits. Never.
No, you definitely should never come home with credits. Ever, ever, ever.
It's the way to do it. And one thing I did want to point out about it as well is you always have to keep in mind that everybody in the same room under the same reservation has to have the same dining plan. And dining plans are required for the length of stay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that under one reservation, so.
But you get a bank, right? At the beginning of your stay, you get a bank of all your meal, all your credits.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say on the first day you get there, you want to do three sit-down table service meals. You have the, you know, Disney dining plan. You can do that.
Right.
And, you know, so it's very flexible in that way. You know, you could do two table service meals on one day and use two of those credits and then just do quick service another day. And, you know, you can...
Yeah. Or you could do a signature restaurant and do two table service credits.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing you can do is let's say somebody doesn't want to eat dinner one night and they want to just go play in the parks and they don't, you know. So you'll have an extra table service that can be used another night for somebody else within your party.
Yeah, because they're going to carry over until midnight, the day of checkout.
Yeah. Right.
Which you don't have a dining plan that day, technically. So anything left can be used that day.
Right. So that's the one thing. That's what I guess I didn't make myself really clear when I said that at first. The number of credits you have is per night, not per day. And sometimes I think people get confused.
Right.
You know? But it's still plenty. Honestly.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of food. And also, the portions are not small. 99% of the time, your quick service meals are very substantial.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
again,
sit-down services are always huge portions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a sit-down meal with a drink, a quick service meal with a drink is averaging these days for an adult meal about $25 a person.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and that's the low end. And that's not with an alcoholic beverage.
I do not want to think about it if I've got a pack of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So...
And then if you want to do one of the dining packages, like the Fantasmic dining package, or, you know, that's a great way to use your table service.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you get to see the show. Yep. Mm-hmm. So What do you guys think? Should you get a Disney dining plan? V, you go first.
I think so. I mean, I think in the majority of cases, it makes sense. You don't have to overthink it when you get there. You can order whatever you want. It's already paid for. Kind of, you know, when people go to the all-inclusive resort and they don't have to worry about any of that. Now, remember, you still have to tip. That's not included. So don't forget that. I think, and the fact that, you know, for adults, an alcoholic beverage is included. And for kids, those specialty beverages, those are big, big money.
Agreed.
Items, I think. And it's hard to turn your kid down, you know, when they want something.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Disney, right? I think it's a great addition. And, you know, you can really, like, if you maximize the value, it's not just a great addition. You're actually going to save money.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What do you think, Kerr?
I think if you're going to be there more than a day or two, I think you need to have it. You know, if you're just there for one night, that's one thing. But if you're going to be there for an extended time, I think it is just, it's so easy. You can go on your app and check your credits balance and all of those things. And it makes it so simple. You know, and again, if you have a family with you and you've already paid for everything in advance or 90% of everything in advance, that's going to alleviate, you know, half of the stress when you're herding cats from Space Mountain to pirates, you know?
Well, and if you pay for it, like let's say you book a year out and you slowly pay it off, all of your food, everything is paid for. You come home from that trip literally just spending money on merch.
Yeah.
Right. And so then you're not, oh my God, that was horrible. Or dad sees the bill.
$2,000.
The $600 dinner bill.
One restaurant. That's what I always loved about the dining plan before is when you do the sit down meal. So this is why I'll tell you why I think you should have it. Because you get that receipt and it's like $400 and you're like, ugh. And
then save all you money.
And that band, baby.
Yep.
And it makes everything just wonderful. You're just paying that to your servers, and which is nothing in the grand scheme of Disney dining cost up front. So I'm a vote yes.
Okay. Well, and I agree with that because, like, I remember even when we used to do the dining plan when the girls were younger, and you know, my husband's always the one. He's like, don't show me the bill. I don't want to see the bill. Just I don't want to know. And I'm like, it's free.
Yes.
It's already paid for. Doesn't matter. It's moot. How about you, Sammy?
Yep. I agreed with what you said about, you know, you book it early, you make payments on it over the course of like a year or 6 months, however long that you book in advance. And then you get there and it's all paid off. And all you have to worry about is gratuity, merch, and then the occasional bottle of water that you don't want to spend a snack credit on. It's like, I don't know. It's just,
or
you go
just
there,
get a case of water delivered to your room, and then you don't even have to worry about that.
But it's just, I don't know. It just makes sense to me. And especially when you're going with kids, like, I mean, it just depends on how long you're going, really, and who you're going with. But
yeah,
I mean, as a family, I think it is definitely worth it. A girl trip. Heck yes.
Well, and if you have like older teenagers that aren't going to be with you all the time during the day,
They can just scan
their band and they can get their quick service and their snacks. And, you know, it just makes it that much easier.
It really does.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do a lot of character meals, there's no thinking twice about it.
They've gotten expensive.
Yeah.
I get cranky paying for character meals now. It makes me very angry.
I know, but I am glad the dining plan's back because now I'm just like, oh, yeah, we can go to Chef Mickey.
Hey, I'm doing 1900 in a couple weeks. I'm excited about that.
I am too. I can't wait.
Very exciting.
I'm so excited. Okay, well, so I agree with all of you guys. I am 100%. Again, I think there are certain circumstances where the dining plan isn't ideal, but I think it's more that there's such a great value there, especially with the pricing in today's world, that if you can swing it and get it done with ahead of time, I would highly recommend doing it, especially if you're doing those character meals. And if you're a drinker and you want to have a drink with a meal, which we all know I could relate to.
And where else can you get a venti triple frappuccino with 15 customization for free? with one snack credit.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right? You go to Starbucks, you just go, snack credit.
Yep.
Literally my favorite use of a snack credit is at Starbucks at Disney.
I mean, you could make the money off of your right there, just at Starbucks.
You can use that snack credit for breakfast and skip food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, show.
Give me a show idea. We need to do our top 10 snack credits.
Oh, I'll add it. I like it.
Yeah, I had to save it while it's on my brain or it's never going to happen.
We're still going to forget after we hang up this, you know. We're all going to be like, what was that show idea we just said?
You're putting it on the list.
Putting it on the list. Yeah, I'll do that when we finish.
I don't know if we can remember that long.
That's what I mean. It's a little touchy.
Wait, what were we talking about?
The dining plan, maybe? I don't know. So, yeah. So, you know, make it an all-inclusive vacation. Take care of everything ahead of time and add that dining plan to your package. Anybody have any last thoughts on the dining plan? Any last tips that we didn't cover?
Use your snack credits for the festivals that I've got.
Yep.
For the food booths.
Don't waste them on drinks like Cokes or waters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The really poor choice of a snack credit.
Water is not necessary in Disney.
Well, you can get a free glass of tap water.
That's
or filtered water. Yep. They do have filtered water as well. It's not really tap, but it's filtered for free at the quick service location.
And a lot of times they actually have like a thing set up where you can grab them. Like a lot of the stands.
Don't be buying that $5 smart water. Like
unless
said
you
earlier,
need electrolytes.
Have
like
it delivered to your room through Amazon or Instacart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, so definitely check out menus ahead of time. Check out the snack credit options. See if it's going to be a thing where you're going to break even or you're going to make some money back on it. And, you know, create the challenge. See if you can beat the system and let us know how you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. So we're going to wrap this show up because we are efficient today. And we're going to close it out and see you soon. Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Please follow and like Fab 5 on Facebook and Instagram. Stay classy, and thanks for stopping by.